based upon a sugi really masechta pesachim, which talks about the issue of rechitza as it applies to various areas. Now we have, let's just get, we have four areas to discuss. Rechitza applies to an ovel. Rechitza applies to tainus tzibur. Rechitza applies to Tisha B'Av. And rechitza applies to Yom HaKippur. There are four separate instances where the issue of rechitza applies. The Gitzurav is going on a Gemara in the Sefer of Pesachim. That's Nun, Dalet, and Mabez, and Hamad Aleph. But the Gemara has a couple of brightness. This is very interesting. The first one says, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av Yom HaKippurim. And let's just say, Steka was and Steka Muslim. And we'll discuss that in our Tisha B'Av Shirim, not for now. So we see that otherwise they're equal. And the Sile Abelaza, who said, Oslo the Adam Shioshit et Bol B'Mayim B'Tisha B'Av, Kizereb Sha'oslo the Hoshit et Bol B'Yom HaKippurim. So Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur. Fine. That's what the Gemara says. Fine. What do you mean it's like Yom Kippur? As opposed to what? As opposed to what? As opposed to what? Tainus Tibur. Because Tainus Tibur, the Gemara Kasha called the Ram Shavin, except for Malacha. I, we know, they only ask to call Gufo. The Ponav Yodav Araglav didn't say. I'm around top of the famous answer. Tana Kule Kule Katani. What do you mean? Kule Kule Katani? They give it the coolest. Okay, I'm talking over here. But Ein Bein Tisha B'Av the Tainus Tibur, in which the cases in which Tainus Tisha B'Av is more cow than Tainus Tibur, with respect to Malam, as we had before. Ein Bein Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim, is more cow than Yom Kippur. Okay, this means Kule Kule Katan. Tak 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 Kasha. Without the din of Asa Lahoshet at Bo B'Mai, even without that, then you have to say Kule Kule Katani. Why? Because Tisha B'Av is certainly, everyone understands that Kogufo is also Besone, that's for sure. And Titus Tiber is Mutter Besone. Right? That's the Gemara we learned yesterday. So in any event, you have to say that Tisha B'Av is more Chomer than Titus Tiber. Why is the question only based upon the assumption that on Tisha B'Av, even if you can't put your finger into water, that you could put your finger into water? You can't get a whole, you can't take a whole, put your whole bath into the whole body into a cold shower, when the Tainus Tibur is permissible. That's the kasha. Maybe it's a kasha type of test. How does the Brisker with an interesting term? An interesting term. By Tisha that fell off, Shnei Dinim, one Din of Tainus, and two, Avelis. Who said Avelis applies to Tisha B'Av? The Brisker brings a number of riots. What are the riots? Argument from yesterday, that's Lava and Tainus. Kol Shasa B'Avel. Also the Tisha B'Av, such as Rechitza, according to the Girsa on the side, which we assume is accurate. Okay? Fine? There's a Gemara, but foolish a Gemara Masech Tainus, and that's his Gimel Amin Aleph. So the Gemara is Beferish, Kol Shu Mishum Ovel, to go on Tisha B'Av. So foolish. The Gemara says that the, on Tisha B'Av itself, the restrictions of Rechitza are because of the status of Avelis, which exists on Tisha B'Av. So you see clearly, from this Gemara Nachid Gimel, that the din of Avelis applies to Tisha B'Av with respect to washing. The Feresh. Okay? And the Rosh, in Simon Lamaches, who talks about the issue of Sudam HaSekim, whether one may wash or not, which we discussed earlier, when discussing this matter, the Rosh says in the following phrase, in the Ramban, he says, last, third and last one, the first column, he came into Kibbul of Sat Avelus, Asil Dircho. So it's already Erev Tisha B'Av, it's like already Tisha B'Av. What's the governing principle? Sat Avelus. So we see again a third proof that the prohibition of Avelus exists. Oh, issue. But the question supposed to come, Avelus? Ha-ha! You and I learned yesterday that Avelus, you can put your finger into water. You can put your hands, you can even wash your hands and face with stoning. Can you do that on Tisha B'Av? What do you say about that? Yes or no? Coming up, we have an hairy bun on Mikdash, but Chas V'Shalom not. We have less than a week to learn about these halachos. May you wash your hands and face in cold water on on Tisha B'Av. What do you say? Yes or no? For sure, right? For sure. 100%, yeah? Huh? Oh, very good. Well, that was discussed in our side shiurim of Mechilchos Tisha B'Av. Not up to that yet. But I want to know in principle. No? It was tough to say that Tisha B'Av of a day. In the Sefer Amorim Kotz. What are they saying? Can you come to my account? The first line. What are they saying? What are they saying? Ubashem Rajbam. Lufiyam Asbana the Masu Parakama the Sinus of a Mutal Yukos Panagot of Arago the Sona. Who are then the Tisha of Yom Kippurim? Whee! Woo! Rashbam said the unsayable. He, in other words, says, oh, make an equation. Look, Tisha is also Mishum Arvelus, and Arvel is Mutta B'Tonagot Arag B'Tonam. So by definition, it has to be true by Tisha of Yom Kippurim as well. It's a Shitas Yochid. Nobody else accepts the Rashbam. Okay? So the question, of course, comes. Why not? Here's what a brisker of springs into action. And it says that the Gemara means of Sachem and Dalas, Kederach Shalat Yom Kippurim, doesn't just mean in point of fact. It means in Lumbus. The Lumbus is the equivalent of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the quintessential Tainus Tibur, Tainus Tibur Shabbat Torah. So therefore, when we say that the Tisha B'Av is a prohibition against washing, it's not only because of our Velus, it's also because Tisha B'Av is also a Tainus Tibur. So the Tzvei didn't. We get three proofs until now that the Yisurim of Rechitza Tisha are because of Avelis. But we have a counter proof, a proof in another direction, that it's because of the laws of a Tainus. Oh, that's the Gemara means, if what a Raya, Ein Ben Tisha of the Yom HaKippurim. Okay? Oh, but he has a Kasha though, Ein Ben Tisha of the Tainus Tibur. What was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha was that the Din Tainus Shabbat. The Din Tainus Shabbat Tisha B'Av is equivalent to the Din Tainus of a Tainus Tibur, not the Yom HaKippur. There are two kinds of Tainus Tibur, which you know it doesn't rain for a while. It goes to Tainus Tibur, and there's Yom Kippur. And they're different halachas, because you wash in cold water, for example, your whole body. So Yom Kippur, of course, the answer is no. And Tainus Tibur, the answer is yes. But where does Tisha B'Av fit in that question? So the Gemara said, you see, in Hichos Tainus Shabbat, it's like a Tainus Tibur. Well, they answer, kule kule katani, which means, no, Tisha B'Av with respect to its Tainus halacha as a halacha of Yom Kippur, not halacha of Tainus Tibur. So why did it say this din about malacha? It means only the cooler of both sides. But Tisha B'Av is a cooler more than a Tainus Tibur, and only with respect to malacha. That's what the Braita means. But in terms of it is, of its general Tainus status, Tisha B'Av is treated as Yom HaKippurim is, and not as a Tainus Tibur. Oh, so now the Brisker Rav comes into the four and says, look, it's not for the din, but it's also to put your finger in cold water on Tisha B'Av, you wouldn't have to answer kule kule katana. Why? So like this, Tisha B'Av is like a Tainus Tibur with respect to the dinim of Tainus. That's what we could have said. With respect to the dinim of Tainus, Tisha B'Av is like a Tainus Tibur, not like Yom Kippur. Ah, you and I know. It's also to wash called Gufo B'Tzone. Why is that? I both say, why? Why? Avelus, says the Brisker Rav. Brilliant shot. It's Avelus. Somebody says that's not part of the discussion in the Sugya of Pesach and Mandala. That's something Avelus. We're not discussing that. Does it say that Tisha B'Av is more common than Tainus Tibur because it needs to talk with Torah? Unrelated. That's something about Avelus. We're discussing within the Tainus Tibur. So if not for the din of a bow, there'll be no kasha. That's the only called goof of a stone in his house. Fine. That's the din of time. That's the din of avelus. But it's only because you can't put your finger into water, which an avel may do. So now you see that even in Hilchos Tainus Tibur, Tisha B'Av lines up with Yom Kippur, and that was Tainus Tibur of Kishamim, etc. That's what the Gemara has the kasha. He has to school the kule katani. It's so brilliant. We've had so many brisker ups, so each one's more brilliant than the next. So, amazing. Okay? Fine. Good. Terrific. Now, Atkan Zara of the Halakha brisker up. Now, It's interesting, and it was pointed out by some of the Talmidim, when they looked for the sugya of Tainus, at the Gemara, that if Gimel Amud Aleph in the Sefer of Tainus, it says that Rava in the Lishna Kama, says an Ovel can wash Kona and Kol Shiva. How, on what basis? Just as Mutzah B'Bos of the Yayin. Yeah? An Ovel can have Bos of the Yayin, they can wash his whole body in cold water. It's the last line, and that's Gimel Amud Aleph, Rava. Of a mutter b'lichot b'tonen kol shiva, mitad havi abristra v'chamra. Interesting. Now, true, we have to paskin not that way. We paskin that it's also for another. The Gemara has explained enough to give him on the base. We'll call it the lishna bastra. My shnabi b'ilti b'os of yayin, the Gemara. Hosam l'fachudei pachtei hudi aviz. Interesting Gemara. Interesting Gemara. Here from here, you get an idea from here, both, that I really ultimately, be'etim, as we say in our language, the etem rechita should have been usher for an oval for all, even if it should have been usher, excuse me, back for Kev. Bus of the yayin should have been usher for an oval all 7 days. Should have been usher. And the only reason why it's mutter is lefakuke pachtei odiyam. And so the Ramban and page ratio says, derived rechita, the kavachoma from bus of the yayin. Okay? What do you mean? Rechita bechamin is a kavachoma bus of the yayin. So what are they? Rechitza v'tzone is a huadin. It's a huadin to bust of the yayin. As the Gemara has on the Nafid Gimel. And therefore we can understand very well that it's a bust of the yayin by an onein, which we were discussing over there, the Ramban, is we din avelus. Not mishum shemi yimoshech. And that's the Ramban which was quoted yesterday with Dovin Sassi on page Ayin Aleph. That's the only reason that an oval can eat meat and drink wine is because of the Nichem of Animal, it's an edin of ayin, of yayin lemori nafesh. And I guess boss is similar to understand the Erev Tisha B'Av, etc. There's a whole new mahalach. Based on the Gemara and Tainus. I think the Gemara and Tainus and Gimel, there's a riot in this mahalach. Sometimes it's a kasha, and then when Alvin says, days, it's a riot. Oh. But now I both say I have, the Brit Skirov is so brilliant, you begin to wonder, how come Tosa didn't say this? What was the problem he has? If the Brit Skirov is so smart, as he is, so why didn't Tosa get this there? Tisha B'Av, look at there. I think I have an answer. And the answer is found in the Ritva. The Ritva, and the one I asked to see is the Sefer Tainus that he's Gimel on the Bay, says something which is of interest, and it relates directly to the Sugya. He's Gimel on the Bay, okay? The Ritva is like this. You know, he says, Tisha B'Av is more chomer than an Ovel. True? An Ovel can put its finger into cold water, and a Tisha B'Av, you may not. And the Ritva asks the Kasha, why? Now, if you ask the Brit Skirov, what would he answer with two words? One word. What was his one word answer? What we just read it, no? What? Tainus. The Kasha doesn't even begin. That's what the Brit Skirov would answer. But I guess the Brit Skirov never saw Brit. The Brit Skirov asked Kasha, and gives him a different answer. What answer does the Brit Skirov give? In the Sefer Tainus, you'd give him a day. You know what he says? It's a good kasha, he said. It's a really good kasha. Because after all, here are avelus and there are avelus. Why is the avelus of Tisha B'Av more strict? Says, the Ritva, the reason is because it's avelus to Rabin. It's the most serious avelus. It's the most serious avelus. He says, go to a summary of the various dinim, and explain. Tisha B'Av Chomer should be Shema Evel to call Yisrael. That's why also Lahoshir Atila Tzvah B'Tonim. Didn't take us as a dinim of Tainus. It could be that's exactly the reason why Tosfos and Pesachim didn't give the Brit Skirov answer. They rejected the basic assumption. The Brit Skirov proved from the fact that you can't put your finger in water. And the Tzvah dinim is Avelos, and then it's a dinim independent of Tainus. And the Tzvah is not that way. No, it's only one din. It's only the din of Avelus. Why is it more strict? The parent is. It's Avelus to call Yisrael. I'm not sure if I have enough Kanina Lamaisa between the Brit Skirov and the Ritva. So far, it's coming up. Let me know. But the Chorah, that's what they're arguing about. Fine. Let's go back to that post in my cousin that I was talking about before for a moment, okay? In terms of the day. Turn this, please, for a moment. Everyone has Lloyd Carton, right? You don't have time. Everyone has Lloyd Carton. Let's turn there for another minute. What does Tosfos say? They ask a kasha like this. A kasha, it's just in question. The question is, Maishna Tishba of Yom Kippurim, you can't put your finger in water. Why? But Havayo Mitzicha Nafki, Havelos Mivyal Tzuchi Shemen, Yom Kippurim, Mivyasuch Lo Sakti. That's the kasha. That's the kasha. Rash Bab, they're not going to have it at all different. That's a Das Yochim. No one accepts that. Do they give a different teretz? No. No teretz in the Torah. No one wants to give a teretz about it. The teretz, I thought, is very posh. There's no really yafusas over here. It's all on asmachta. It all depends upon the nature of the din. And we know that Yom Kippur is different because it's the din of a tainus. Tisha B'Av, it's either Avelos Kamura, or it's also the tainus like Yom Kippur. That's all. You can't get kasha from yafusas. It's not, they aren't real yafusas. What's the end of the toast? I also couldn't figure this one out. The tema, a milo maisi the sidyan the tainus, haidem it's pachas. You know, the Gemara says you can take a handkerchief and you wet it a little bit, you can rub it over your eyes. Why isn't it quoted over here? That was what the kasha. It was already quoted elsewhere in the Sefer Yumayim Ches with respect to Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, and by Orval should certainly work. It's more powerful. So much of what modern type. Yes. What's the kasha? I'm not sure why. If it's whatever, but Yom Kippur, Chosh is filling with the tainus of Avelos of Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur is a Moschah. I don't know. Rabbah said, we turn our attention to Rabbah, let's get out of the Shemaya to the next topic. The Ilas HaSandal. This is very relevant. Coming up to Tisha B'Av, it's relevant to everybody. So, once again, the Gemara derived very briefly, Naftezvav, Okay, let's take a look at the Gemara since we're here already. Take a look at both sides. Avel Osir ben Ilas Asandal. Important Gemara. That's Rav and Matthias. End of the narrow line. How do you know? One of the Yecheskel ben Alechot Asimbarak Lech. The father Kuli Arma Osir. That's the Gemara. Menuda Mao ben Ilas Asandal. Menuda. That's communicated. One says Toshma. Both say, so that's the Tainus. Sh'amru also ben Ilas Asandal. Lo'amru ela be'ir, lo'bederech muta. Okay, so just for that, no, this is the ear of Cholik. So my time is Sibu. Okay, that's a mosi de menuda over Avel. Ma'la v'akulu, oh, the mefesh of menuda is also a benina kasano. Lo, ashara. What is this ashara business? Well, the other halachas in this right, so that's what the word, that's what the word chem with menuda. That's a dechiyah. Mitzorah ma'a benina kasano, take it. Well, it doesn't even say, it doesn't even attempt to give an answer. Fine. That's the Gemara. Good, keep the Gemara in mind. The Rosh Simen Lamed Zayin is our next Gemara Mach. Please turn, if you don't mind. Rosh Simen Lamed Zayin. We left off yesterday, at the sixth line of the second column. Behold, Atfina Benila Sassando, I'm a doctor shall or, I will tell you shall beg at the Sandal Shosham Mutter. Quote the Gemara Sefer Yuma that I am Kesem at Bay. The Bishop of Levi wore a Sandal Shosham, had a Sibur, etc. Sandal shall eight. Why? The Ein Minol Elo shall or, to the Siv and Olet Tokash, period. It has to be only the leather, but mechupar up. If it's some other material with leather around it, it's also prohibited. So the Rosh Pasim, so the Ramban Pasim, both in Torah and Muhammad and Yuma, against the Balamor Paskins, that anything which is Megan, whatever protects you from the effects of the of feeling barefoot, even no matter what material it's made from, is prohibited. And Rashi says a compromise on everything, but wood is prohibited, because wood is very powerful, as opposed to some other kind of material. What's shot in the Rosh? What's the nature of the issue about that? Is the nature of the Isser leather, or the nature of the Isser protection from feeling barefoot? Which one is it? Before Shigamar and the Sefer Yavamah is Kuvbeit, the leather is Isser. Even soft leather is Isser. And Talia Shalor, where you feel the Koshiyah Karka, is Isser. And even the word middle means soft leather, as opposed to Sama, which means hard leather. Rashi explains in the Sefer Yavamah is Kuvbeit. So what do you see, Rabbi Osai? That the nature of the Isser is, don't put leather on your feet. And the Isser is don't put leather on your feet, even if you feel the barefoot feeling. So it stands to reason the other way around is also true. If you're not wearing leather, then it's going to be permissible, even if you don't feel a barefoot feeling. Look, what about the most of our side? The first risk of Svei dinin. The most two halacha. One halacha is anything from leather, is also, even if it's very soft. And it's an additional halacha that whatever makes you feel good and then you don't feel barefoot is also prohibited. And Rashi agrees with the limits to eight, which is very, very hard. But the Rambam and Yom Kippur writes that you can put something on your feet. Sherei koshi ha'oret magia l'raglav u'margish shahu yochek. So writes the Rambam and Ilchos Shvitas Osa, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin. Now, the Tachronim, the Ponemiris, for example, wants to pass like the Rambam and Yom Kippur because you require an inui. But he says that Pashtus, by Ovil, we don't require inui. There's no need to feel that you're actually barefoot. So then it's okay. There's no need to be machmir when it comes to avil. The problem is a sharet shuva. This is all brought up by the Divrei Sof. The sharet shuva in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Dalit. The Chosishuva. Sif Tes Zayin. What's called in this issue, in this edition. Sif Kotten. Yud Aleph, there are different ways of cotton within Shari Shuvah. He says like this, I am Panamirus, it's the Hachmah, it's the Tishra of Yom Kippurim, the Minel Osim Mil Vodim, the Osim Kibinas Minel Shalanu, Umegin, the Eno Margash Pal Shuyochet, the Lab of Pal Inuhu, the Machmah Tobel of Broch. We see, Rabbi Isai, says the Zivrei Sofrim, since the Panamirus is answering it even on Tisha B'Av, you see the Machmir on Avelis as well. After all, says the Divrei Sofer, the Ramban in his derivation equates Ovel and Yom Kippur. This is the very beginning, an Emek Dover of the Divrei Sofer, which is Cotton Aleph in Simon Shin Pei Beis. I thought he's not necessarily correct. The Ramban derives a Kav HaChomer. If Yom Kippur is Mutter when it's not leather, Kavachoma by another. But the other way around, you can't necessarily derive one from the other. And as far as his basic assumption, for the Tisha B'Av, it's Midin Avelus. That's his assumption, right? And therefore, since the Tanim Iris is Machmai by Tisha B'Av, he did Machmai and Oval as well. Who said so? Did we just finish the Brisker Rav? What did Brisker Rav say about that? That some halachas of Tisha B'Av are not because of Avelus, rather because of Din Avei. Of a tainus, I asked you to see it in the Shulchan Aruch, that a tainus tzibur of gshavim, nilas sandal is usher. That's the part of the Zohar Mark Horst, where I was mad. Simen Tav Kuf Ayin Hei Siv Gimel, middle of nowhere. That's what he says, it's in a tainus tzibur of gshavim, and nilas sandal is usher. So if nilas sandal is also even a tainus tzibur of gshavim, so it should be also certainly on Tisha B'Av b'toras tainus tzibur, not b'toras avela. So the Divrei Sofer is assumption, and when the Panamira is asked at Tisha B'Av, do it after Avelis as well, can be disputed. Can be disputed. My Asimina, well, for the Machmah Tavol of Bracha people, that even the Machmah Tavol of Bracha was Machmah and Yom Kippur, and even on Tisha, as the Panamira says, can you make when it comes to Avelis prop? Okay? Good. Next piece. The Ramban talks about the quote in the second Smocha. Second Smocha. What does it say there? That Shemahalet Bederech, when a person is walking in the street, he may put on regular shoes, and when you get to the city, you take off the shoes. V'chein b'tisha b'av u'v'tainas tzibur. Now we have this here in the Gemara, right? Open for exact back. Remind yourself, look in the Gemara on that Tetzvavim day, just for another moment to refresh our memories. It's in the Mefurish Gemara. No? Some of them are Shachasofim. Take a look, Rabbi Osei, we read it before. The first wide line, that's over the day. Look inside, please. She'amru osa bin yasasanda lo'amru ela be'ir. Amru b'derech mutter. Okay, said, yasa l'derech no'o nechaz li'acholet. Against the Muslim menuda uba avel. Okay? And the Muslim is Dilma Shara. Oh, Dilma Shara. So it's interesting that the Vilna Gaon, the SMC, in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Dalit, Sif, Tez Zayin, actually, you can see it's the Rosh quote, you don't see it from the Vilna Gaon. Quotes arrive it, recited in the Rosh. Am I correct? I guess you can see, I think, a Rosh over here. Simon Dalit, that's where it is. Okay. Everyone take a look, please, in the Rosh. Simon Dalit. Please open up, please, everybody. Simon Dalit. You know, the Gemara leaves sort of hanging here. So for here, Zilhokhtamashway, what's the bottom line? The rest talks about in Simon Dalit. The very beginning of the Tarek, Elam Magalkin, the Tarek and Marikot. Gemara says the bottom of the first column. Gemara says, Avos Berechita, Menuda, Lo Yifshita, Avos Benitzitando, right? Menuda Mao, Lo Yifshita, Kosan Arayvit, next to the last line. In the Das Arav, the Koltaika shall hire in Yana Lakula, Nimsa Menuda Mutta Benitzitando, Lo Berechita, because he can't prove here, he can't prove there. The Kashelon, it doesn't write from Tainas to Gimel, there's an Easter by Menuda Bago. Right? And then, which one is it? You can't say all three are mutter. How can you say? Malacha we know is mutter. So, rechita and nila sandal, which one is the same? Lekula, both? One of them has to be also. So the rabbi, I picked the following. Itty, meeny, miny, mo. A lottery, 4 out of 24. If it's 1 out of 2, the same area, which one is it? Boom! Nila sandal. Why? Bogam and Tiyan don't test in the bays. Some of us were Karen, call us Manolo, Alma also Benila Sassando. This is the Rivet as quoted here by the Rush in Simon Dalit. Simon Dalit. And by contrast, Rechitza, the one Tainas makes distinctions between Tainas Tiber and Ovel. Rebbe Kiva Eger makes a reference to this. So what I have to see on that Tetzvav on the day, he also points out the fact that Malachi is pushing here away and there away, Lo Ashara. He asks, what do you mean? In Tainas and Gimel, Tainas and Mutter Rechitza is called Gufa B'Tzonon. So the Bryson must have reference to Rechitza's Kamin. But the male of Rechitza is almost in the Menuda Ve'eva Lokoi al Rechitza. So the Bible says that's B'Tzon Esra to the Kamin, not called Gufa. So it must be the Mucha the Koran, he must have Sando. The Nishit, the Menuda, the Rechitza, the Tzorachim. Yeah, that's exactly what the Rabbit says. I don't know, the Rabbi Kiva didn't have a rush, I don't know. Of course, saying exactly the same as the Rosh is saying, in the name of the Rabbi, that's how it's called in the Halacha, in the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, I'll say, in Simon Shin Pei Beis. Those who have a Shulchan Aruch, please open up. Shin Pei Beis. Siv Dalit. What's the Gemara? Fine, that's exactly what's quoted. This is halacha. It's paskin halacha. Fine. Take a look at both in the Rosh. End of Simon Lamatet. End of Simon Lamatet. The Rosh says, Demon again, Alachash, and also the orange, that's the eighth line in the second column. Melub, offer, Matzla, Avelis, Matatan, and Throsho, Enocholet, Menolov, Ashemagia, Labayah. Don't take off your shoes until you get home. The Avos Shacholak Mar Menolav Imolav Peterach Nol Menolav Hashem Egil Lebayit. The dog of Ashkenaz, interesting. Al Avos Valimo Cholak Menolav Viyad Cholak Yochav Lebayit. Wow. That's pretty tough. That's pretty tough. Where in the world did this come from this minute? Where did it come from? Where did it come from? Who knows? Simon Membay. Simon Membay. What does it say? Kol HaMeisim. What's the cholet? What's the enacholet? Al-Ove v'alimo cholet. The real shot is cholet seifo, who most is Rome and Akera shakolot. This is Rome, seifo, magula. Ever see that? See pictures of this thing? No? I just see one of these there with the energy. Come they say to take off their shirts and they see the expose one of their shoulders and everything. It's like it was considered to be a simon of avel. That's the real pshat in this line. But the Yesh Mephoshim, the Maram says, Emit Chalitzas HaMino, Lelech Yochav the Beit HaKvaros V'Lagza. Imagine that. The Chentiva Riburi Libno, Lelech the Beit HaKvaros Yochav V'Lagza the Beit HaKvaros K'shemei Tzimo Adkan. So while Halicha Tamati Ki Adayim Lo Nitzan HaGolah V'Lo Falo V'Adayim Averis is the Russian Shittos of No Averis to Lefter the Klura. So the Riburi held not the Averis, like the Ramban. But clearly, he's learning this chalitza, which really we think means chalitza's kosek, to expose the shoulder. Some interpret it to mean to take off your shoes, and that's the source for this kosek. That's the source for this kosek. I'll tell you the truth. I had an impression from the Rush and Simmons Lamed test that we saw before. Let's read it together again. Okay? He said, well, v'af ovo shecholot kvar menolov im holot v'derech no menolov. I don't know if you think I'm right. I got an impression from this Rosh that if you ask the rabbi, Rabbeinu Usher, if you ask him, what should I do, Rabbeinu Usher? Should I remove my shoes in the cemetery and then put them back on again when I'm walking home and remove them the second time at home? Well, no, maybe it's better. I just sort of leave them on until I get home and take them off once and for all. What impression? Do you have any impression at all from this Rush, which is better? Leave him on? Leave him on, right? That's what I think, too. That's the impression I received. You really should leave him on. But in case you took him off, well, you can put him back on again when you're walking home. That's the impression I received from this Rush. Why? I have an idea for it. I have a svara. We spoke about it a long time ago. That we said putting on shoes is worse than leaving on shoes. And we had the Ramban, Kovet Abrius, Shev Al Tasa, right? So we suggested that maybe putting on shoes is worse than leaving on shoes. So what are your two alternatives about that? A person can take off the shoes in the cemetery, put them back on again, and then walk home and then take them off a second time. So you've gained something, you've lost something. You've gained that for X number of minutes you were without shoes, but you've lost, you had to put on the shoes for Kumbase. So the Rush could be saying it's better to don't take them off. You don't have to put them back on. Leave them on. And that way they're on for a longer period of time. There's no action of putting them on. You put them on in the morning before the avail is all started. All right, that was Beheter. That's how I understand this little inference of the Rush. But I think, okay, Rabbi, let's continue in the sugi with the Mordechai Simon. Tough, kuf, yud, gimel. Everyone please turn. Tough, kuf, yud, gimel. What's that? Page 44. In Kosa Gemara, that the oval and menuda, kshemalcha b'derech, b'tor nabin nesasanel, chen shigil iir, yichalsum in aleh. V'chein b'tishvo, v'chein b'tanasibu, kosev aveinu meir mi, Angleter, England, no? Emes? A Brit. V'pir aveinu shimshon, davka b'ir sheruba Yisrael, ava b'ir sheruba akum, ein cholten, ad shikonet l'rechov shel ha-yehudim. Give me one word for that. Ghetto. We were confined to a street, to a ghetto. And And then when you get to that street, that's where you can, you should remove the shoes. But if you're in a, if you're in the city, so take off your shoes when you get to the city. It means it's the Jewish city. You get to the Goyish part of town, you can leave your shoes on. Kodal Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, both here in Siv Dalet and Shin Pei Bei Siv Dalet, and Orachayim of Chassid Shabbat, Niramah, Siv Yudayin, and V'chein Nagu. So I looked it up in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, and Mr. Brewer, I hope he's brought as well. A little different nuances in Mr. Brewer than I saw in Shach. Mr. Brewer, it's in the Tavkuf Nandalet, Siv Kotan, Lamed Bey, he quotes this in, Lama Dalit, posted sin, said, Vishub Ha'akum Hashem al Igim Aleinu. The Goyim are making fun of us. They shouldn't make fun of us, so it's okay to put our shoes. But the Shach quotes it. He doesn't say they're going to make fun of us. The Shach says, the Shintei Bey, Sif Kotten, Gimel, Haile Mishim Rishas Ov Dikafav. Now, what we say? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never harm me. Have you ever heard that expression, sir? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never harm me.
I've heard that.
Okay, good. How the recognition is doing? Right. Oh, tell us what we're doing right or wrong. You'll be here for a little while still?
Well, I ain't bad. Did you find problems for it?
No, I didn't find. We'll have to find that too. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your help. Okay. Let's go on. So, the big difference, no? Because the Mishnah Brewer writes over here, it's the Kotan Lamed Vav, when he, after the din is quoted, he says, he's going to quote the Chayodam. Ha'hocha ben ha'akam ben ha'ogam zubashem ben ha'layim av shen limchot b'yodam shesh gudol ha'mat here, Pasha that we saw earlier, v'kom ha'kom ha'il ha'zatam, v'mabakach she ha'ligim ha'leinu, v'labachim ha'ligim ha'leinu. So they're going to make fun of us anyway. Not that you wear shoes, you don't wear shoes, what's that? A great is an excuse to make fun of a yid. It's what's going on over here? With the shach, Yushev. Okay. Now the Mishnah Brewer here is if cotton lamed bays. We're talking about Bezerah. Quote the Bavar Avro. Hatam is the Torah Godalu Leilech Yochev Derech Rochok. Tod. Avuk Shaholech L'tzadeh Samach L'ir. Also Lino. Was in the Beis HaKvar. Yeah, the seminars are traditionally right outside the city. It's not a long trip. So therefore he says, you're not supposed to wear your shoes when you're coming back from the cemetery. I don't care if it's Tit Terefesh or Ben Akum. No, isn't that a guess we just learned? It was here in Yom HaVeilah. So they used to come back from the cemetery, they used to put on their shoes. Isn't the Mr. Brewer Beferish again? Again? They quote in Shara Tzim to Kotten Mem. El Yerabah Tzidah Lahakal, Kol Shiotza Meir. Ah, Shinenah Tzederach Rochok. No, no, that's the first in the rush. Shara Tzim is the first in the rush we just saw. Nichus HaVeilah, and Noi Mesef, and Noi Kot. Then he goes another day. We'll be Yoshev, Allah HaGola. Orochev, Tzorach, Lachos, HaFederach, Rochok. Maskin. You're in a car. Halacha L'maisa. A person goes into a, this happens all the time. In the Kvura, he goes into the car. So even if you can't, you're too much of a American, take off your shoes when you're walking Nebuch from the cemetery to the car, once you get into the car, the Chayyat Tzorach has to take off your shoes. Oh, only one problem. When you reach your house, you have to get to the car to the house. And how are you going to manage the same with Funak? He came over to won't be able to get there. We have the same time as before. What's better? To take off the shoes and put them on again, or to not take them off? But I am an Eitzah. When he gets to his house, so what's he going to wear a whole week? He'll wear his little canvas sneakers, he'll wear slippers, whatever it is. He'll have someone go to the house and fetch out the from the house whatever sneakers he prepared, or the slippers, and he'll wear and he'll give it to him in the car. So Lanier's idea, and that should be something which is easy to do. And therefore the preferred thing is, even though it's not going to take it off in the actual cemetery, when they get into the car, they should remove their shoes. They sit in the stocking feet. Yes. No, you're not driving. Oh, excuse me. I assume I made an assumption. And in most situations, never, the person's under the stress of a bailiff doesn't have to drive himself. Someone's driving. Otherwise, if he keeps his driving, I'm not saying some guys I see driving barefoot. But if he's afraid to drive that way, then he should certainly put on a cool message. I'm not a chas to show. That's another good idea. I should have had the foresight to bring the canvas sneakers or the slippers to the cemetery. Some people do. and they put it on right then and there. But, you know, people are very stressed out. I mean, they still don't think so far ahead. In the Kanami, that would be a better thing to do. Mask. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berura in Siman Tafresh Yudalas, and this is Kotan Tetzvav, and now in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, says, listen, you want to be Mekil when it comes to Avelis, or even when it comes to Tisha B'Av, they're going to make fun of us. All right. It's in the Rabbanon. We can chant it. But, he says, when it comes to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Kotan Achronim, and Torah Velech Min HaNokrim, Apo Pekin Osul No Sandal, Ah, Pekin Omech HaShe'aligo Olenu, Kevin the Esh Orem Shu Doraisa. What's my kasha? Avelis Yom Rishon should be the same day. We're talking about Yom Rishon Kvura. Rishon Kvura the same day is a very common phenomenon. It's a little strange that no one pointed this out. Don't know. There are more talks here about a case in which there are it's raining. Tafresh Yudalas. If Yarduk Shamin Verosa Leila Pubeso for Besa Knesset Lehepach on Yom Kippur, who isn't Mutta Lino Menola Vashemagia Limkomo. They didn't have paved streets. They're walking in the mud. But most people can't really walk in the mud. So the post can say to Mr. Brewer writes, who has in Mazik Libriusa was unhealthy for him. Of course, the Kabachom, I would say, was yesterday Shia. Causing damage to your health is more cow than some your squeamish isness. That was the 2 days, the two lochas we learned yesterday. Okay? Now, what does it mean an isness? So the Bogan Avram said it's called here in the Ber Heite, Shiv Kotten Vav, that is your isness, you know? In fact, Bogan Avram called him Ber Heite Vav, Sarachin, Amasamchu Asa Lahogil, the ankle of the Miochaloma isness, honey. As we already learned in a different context yesterday, you can't say you're an Istanis. Or with fresh lotion and pillows, okay, and them charcoal cocky with slippers, then a particular refresh, okay, it's limbo, in Yosea Shiakabu. If you know that they're going to accept, even the Mughal Ramu said, on the Mohikim, only if they're going to accept it. If they're not going to accept it, then it's a kind of a, listen, Mutsu Shiyu Shogin, or, well, maybe have Yeshua Nilismo. Is the Mughal Avram said? I don't know. What he said? What can I say? For us, you know, it's not really no gale of mice. We don't wear leather. We have other kinds of sneakers, which are of canvas, which you can wear anywhere. It's interesting that the Gra here quotes a Yerush Rashba, and in the book of Yosef, I have to say the book of Yosef in the Yavamis, who says, Isnes in Yerushalmi and Yuma, Sheyesh Takonat Sina, and it's compared to a Chaya, to a woman who just gave birth to a child after 30 days. So we see that the Isnes expression in this context is not the same as an Avelis. Avelis is just squeamish, as opposed to when it's a refuah factor. We spoke about it last yesterday. Here, apparently the Rajma says that the Isnes Yerushalmi here means that there's a health factor. Sakana Sina, which the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says, as well. It's not so simple. Of further interest is that the expression of the end of Ramah, in Yorzu Gishamim, is analyzed very meticulously by the Mishnah, by the Bir Halacha. He wants to know, the Bialacha means our Bialacha of the Divrei Sofrim. He wants to know, what exactly does it mean? What does it mean? Does it mean that even though it's raining, still only an Isthmus is Mutter, for non-Isthmus is Usher? What does it mean, even if you're an Isthmus, you have to have rain, or the rain is Lavdash, well, depends on your level of being an Isthmus. He's not sure what it means. One more thing here, the Mogan Avram in Tav Kuf Mandala, the Scottish Press, says you're even allowed to wear your shoes in the Jewish street if Harbe Goyim are walking there. That's the Mishnah Berurah quote this in Siman Tav Kuf Mandala, Sif Kotten Lamed. Hey, Harbe Akam Ovim Sham Mutter El Yerabat Kidid Lahachmir Nirachov Yehudim Af Yofadeh even though there are many goyim, still you have to be machmir. What about today? You no longer have ghettos. You no longer have ghettos. What's it in? So Hashulchan says, it is Navardik. Navardik, who is what's called, we call him Mu'urav. Zara Mu'urav and Ragoyim. Riverdale. They're Jews, there's some Goyim, most communities in America today are a mixture. So he says that you can wait until you get to your own house. You know there's a majority of Yisraelim in a particular neighborhood. The majority can change. Rachmana Litzlan, neighbors have been known to change. That's what he bases himself on, the Aruch HaShulchan. But he does throw in the Aruch HaShulchan, an interesting twist, which I found to be true in real life. Goy have customs of mourning, not 2,000 years ago, but of mourning. Which reminds me, what is Ash Wednesday? What does it mean? You want to live in the Catholic community? Well, yeah. Isn't that 2,000 years ago also? You don't make fun of them. I was once by a Leviah, and there was a non-Jewish person there at the Leviah, and I saw a big Ash over here on the fire. To myself, hey, if he can go on Ash Wednesday and he's going to an all-Jewish Leviah, it doesn't bother him. So, I mean, if we're crying about the availability of 2,000 Jews, which is for real, so it should... So it shouldn't bother us either. I mean, so you have to use your judgment in terms of what is appropriate and what is inappropriate. What about a city which is the majority is Jewish city, and you go on the Goyish street? Will they make fun of you? Maybe they won't, because it's a multi-Jewish city. He's not sure. Oh, Kamza Taz is a very interesting thing. If you have to put on shoes, because you have to see the star. You have to see the star. The Taz of Chippe Beis Aleph says, "Im holet l'snei star yesh hakpada." End quote. So to the Makom Sakana, you put dirt in your shoes. Now that's a disincentive. Dirt in your shoes. He quotes it from the Mordechai. I didn't see it in the Mordechai. The tough study, but I think it's in the Marshal. What about the Drisha Aleph? Anyway, he applies to all situations. Okay? And moreover, if he has shoes which are what we call Nali Heter, like our canvas sneakers, you have no Heter at all to wear leather shoes. There's no heter whatsoever. It's just not allowed. And therefore, I think today, as I mentioned in the previous context, even in Aninus, if you ask me, the big machlokes, if it's up to me, I would tell people in Aninus to put on these canvas sneakers. But no one's listening to this, so I don't say anything. But, I guess, saying over here too, the heter of the street of the Goyim, so wear canvas sneakers. And I mean, in the Scottish street, everyone's wearing sneakers. If they're too valuable, they may try to rob you. But if you wear canvas sneakers, that's pretty safe. And no one's going to make fun. That's what should be done. Okay. Our last topic for today, which we will not quite finish today, we have to go a few more moments for sure, it's attempted, is the sugya of Tashmish, which is found in the Gemara Rabotai, Masech Memoyed Cotton. We'll save time by looking straight into the rush. Simon Lama Zion. Same Lama Zion, the Rosh Masechta Moed Kotten. Here we go. The Tashmish Shamita Kotten arrived at Dal. Ovol Einon Tzorach La'archok La'acheret. That was the Tashmish Shamita. Shiramanu Mozeges Lo Akos U'Matzah Lo Amita Machetz Lo Pornogel Meraglo. That's the Gemara. The Kol Shekein Shemuteres lech olivo akilu bekara achas u'mishanu, yeah. Kos tsuba tafdalis. Masma shemuta lishan ima memita. Sadat machras. Shene dova chote tkoma. Umiu mishum lech lech amina nazira. Skor skol of karma chol sikra. That's what he left out of the kule. We tell a nazir, don't go into a vineyard. And you are, mwah, mwah. Delicious, the fragrance of the grapes. And I see the wine being crushed. I'm not going to drink it. not wise. Not wise. You stay far away. It's also for the same reason we brought out the chukei shel tishah nibi b'mitzah klal. That's a quotation of the rite. The recast of the mutar b'mitzah achas super b'gdol v'ibim b'gdol. So ishto nidol adivri akol ena mozega so akos ena masas lo amitah. Then a machas lo panav ragla. V'ilu hu b'gdol v'ibim b'gdol. Ika man di yoma the shari. The Shabbos of Gimel. What? What happened if he command Dhamma? Who knows what happened to this guy? He died. Who killed him? I mean, it doesn't say it's the Kodesh Baruch who killed him, no? Baruch HaMaruch HaMasharov. You quote the Nikamad Dhamma? What's going on over here? A lot of Nikamad Dhammas in the world. We don't get to tell the tale. We usually don't give them the courtesy of being quoted in the Halacha L'Maaseh conversation. Till they ploy, no? What are you making this rush? Nobody's saying, well, what's the shot over here? I don't understand. He said, anyway, right, sir. Alam Mizigas Akos Mechuli Habe Yoster Hergel Dover. No, I don't believe that for a minute. Mehu Bebigdo, he Bebigdo, Bebita Achas. Can you believe this? I mean, I just, in common sense terms. What are you saying over here? She pours him a cup of wine or something. That's going to be a bigger Hergel Dover than in the same bed because they're closed. I mean, this doesn't make sense to my simple understanding. What? Should the Ikashinun? I guess in those days, people just well, didn't usually get the impression of the cloud from the prophet. People just, no thing as pajamas, no, it didn't exist. So no thing as pajamas. I'm not kidding, they just didn't, why waste money with pajamas? So, the Gemara, they got their dress under the covers, they got the halachas, and then we scratch your hand, it got some ISIS. So I guess in those days, they probably couldn't afford more than one bed. So when she was in Yiddish, he probably moved that to the floor somewhere, and those good old days. But it was only one because that wasn't, but then he put on clothes, it was considered to be a shinun. In clothes there, with all that in mind, it seems to me that should be more of a shas kumra than pouring a cup of wine. Hard to understand, but that's what it says. That's what it says. So the Hagala Sashi says, can't be. The kiruv vasa vaday asa. Certainly asa. That's what he means by that. He means that in the bed, or he means even some kiruv vasa. They're walking in the streets and they're holding hands. I'm not sure what the Hagala Sashi really is driving at. Let me look on the Oz Neruah to see what he really means. The Ramah quotes this Lahalacha, Rabbah. Open up to the Ramah. We end with these few dinim. The Simon Shin, Pei, Gimel. Abu Chibuk Venishuk Yesh Lahachmir, says the Rosh. The name of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But the Ravid, take a look again here in the Rosh. We're again here now, the Rosh now, the Simon Lamed Vav this time. Simon Lamed Vav. Right on the same page. Okay. Alright. Omar Ma, where are we? Yoshua Ben Anoshim, the famous sugya which we spoke about in a previous context. Quote the Ravid. And it's Machma too much here, and it's Mekel too much there. This is a sugya really which belongs primarily in the Hilchos Nida discussion, not here. But the Ravid seems to be Mekel when it comes to Kibbutz and Nishuk, and the Rosh is Machmir. So Rabbi Yeruchim was the Talmud of the Rosh, correct? So it's not surprising that he's Machmir, as it's Rebbe the Rosh does. The Rive is Asrin Yichud Ben Avelis Beregel. The Chos and the Rosh are, we spoke about this in the previous segment, we're not going to discuss the Masechta Ksubis. Okay? Lastly, there's a Drisha in Sif Chos and Aleph, after Tashkent to Ramoh, of Shulchan Aruch over here, is Matir, Rechit Tispon of Yodah Veraglov, and the Ramah is saying that all Kuruva is Asr. So what does that mean? So is the Ramah arguing or the Ramah accepting? It's not clear. In other words, the Ikot of Ben Yeruchim. Ben Yeruchim will ask Kibbutz Venisha, also asks the other Hafakas. He asks them too. Right, he asks the Chit Ponagot of Aragam also. So make up your mind, Ramah. Are you like Ben Yeruchim or you're Ginnim? It's for or against him. What will make up your mind? That's his kasha, precious kasha, Drisha, excuse me, Aleph, against the Ramo. Pashas is, the famous great compromise. Yeah, Ramo. No one says it's the Micha Chogon and Deir Pesha. He made a compromise. He asked him, Chibon Venishan, it's not to the others. That's the Pashas. Unless, you said, Rochetas means, Mitzika Lomai. In other words, not if they're touching, that's the kasha of the precious. If you take Chibon Venishan, it includes all touching, so obviously that's included in our chassid chonin and haragam. And you can say no. Chassid means, wow. As it means, in Hilchos Nida, She's not permitted even to pour the water for him. To fill the bath, if I may, which was common in those days. Okay? So the reason why the Mechabalos is not mashma that way. What is his answer? His answer is, well, if she's washing him, she's bathing him, she's all second to Melachta. So she's chudim. As opposed to Chibat Menishuk and other things we just know, Tidus HaMelach. If you look over here in the Beit Hillel, on the side, by neither they were Mako, the Yom Vesta, Chibat Menishuk. Menishuk, we're not afraid, we're over on the Doraisa. But by our Velas, the Rabbanon, we're more Machmer. We're afraid they're going to fall and be Nichshu. That's what he said. There's much more to be said about Sai. And this Shem on Sunday, we'll continue these halachas. Not the Shabbat, but the special 60-minute shiur, halachas of the 9 days. It's what's about this.